This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice.
Sounds delicious.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let me get through my business here and then we'll introduce Scott. The 2019 Mountain Winery Concert Series lineup has been announced, and we've got tickets for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. If you're caller 9, you get a pair of tickets to see Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
We were just talking about her.
Her husband and the guitar player from Pat Benatar's band. That's him on guitar there.
You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love maker!
Mess around, no! Mess around!
I have been on my bed playing air guitar to that song so on my Dudley Do-Right sheets so many times.
You had Dudley Do-Right sheets?
I did have Dudley Do-Right
sheets. Nobody likes that guy.
Dudley Do-Right? I had a little crush on him. Canadian Mountie. Are you kidding? He had a cleft in his chin?
No, we are familiar with the cartoon character.
Dudley Do-Right. Yes. Yes.
All right.
And what was the girl? Was the girl Polly?
Polly.
Yeah.
She was cute.
Yeah. And then there was the bad guy. Who was the bad guy?
Simon Legree.
Mm. And he would always be tying Polly to the railroad
track. He was.
In comes Dudley Do-Right.
I'll save you.
I love Dudley Do-Right. He had little bouncy, muscly arms. They went boop, right.
Can you, I want to continue with this thing I wanted to get through before we get to Scott. But I want you to get the Dudley Do-Right theme song, if there is one. I simply must.
Right. Sure there is.
So Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, plus Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, wow.
What a big show that is.
Wow, that's huge.
That is July 23rd at the Mountain Winery in Saratoga. Tickets for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Tickets for the concert series go on sale this coming Monday, 10 a.m., and the full lineup can be found at mountainwinery.com.
Maybe I should play that venue. They keep begging me to come down there.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's just not big enough. I think it's only like 2,000 seats. I need bigger. You know,
so you're kidding. They haven't asked you to come
back. I've never heard from them. No, they've never asked me.
Scott Capurro, everybody. Yay. Joining us here in the studio. Oh, here we go. That must be...
There's Simon Legree.
Isn't that Snidely Whiplash? What's his name? Simon Legree?
Oh, maybe Simon Whiplash. Maybe there were two.
Maybe
there were more than one bad guy.
Snidely Whiplash.
Oh, Polly Purebred.
Right. Oh, that's it.
A little Victorian dress. She was so cute.
Totally reminds my uncle, when he lived with us, used to, I was like 7, and he was like a pot smoking, big afro, guitar playing, tattooed guy.
Sounds hot.
But he used to do this thing where he would, right in the middle of dinner, he would go, let me see if I can, he'd get his napkin and he'd go.
Roll it up.
And he'd go, pay the rent. I can't pay the rent. Pay the rent.
All right.
I can't pay the rent. I'll pay the rent.
Oh.
Get it with the tie.
Yeah. The mustache.
For those listeners, Vinny's made a mustache and a bow in his hair and then
a bow
tie.
And then a bow tie and then a mustache.
But it's that guy. It's the Dudley Do-Right guy.
Sure.
I'll pay the rent.
Yeah.
I think that's a spoof of
like,
those vaudevillian dramas.
You must pay the rent. You must pay the rent. I can't pay the rent. I can't pay the rent.
Right.
You must pay the rent. You must pay the rent. I'll pay the
rent.
My hero.
Uh-huh. Right. I forgot that part.
I could use that now,
That's so funny.
Oh.
I haven't told paying
make
the
your
rent.
Act?
It's been a bit desperate, the rent. Oh, that. No, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, bills are piling up. I just saw my husband on the screen. He screened us from the airplane. He's arriving today.
He actually managed to get a FaceTime call through from over the Atlantic.
Yeah.
I find that amazing.
He paid for the internet.
Technology.
And paid for the upgrade.
Yeah. Well, of course
he paid.
Well, I gave him a credit card before I left. I said, honey, this is for,
emergencies.
And he's like, Kapoor, they're bringing me cod for lunch, cod and spring rolls. I'm like, honey, did you upgrade? Well, I don't know, Kapoor. They said I looked like I was rich. They said you look, what? Anyway, so... Yes, he's upgraded.
Looks rich.
Yeah,
he's not only upgraded. He's sitting. He's in a row by himself.
By himself,
with his own little like you know, side desk.
He's got a cupboard. Oh. And they're bringing him specialty breads and stuff. I'm like, what flight are you on? You've upgraded to
business,
haven't you?
And he's on a 747 and he's on the top floor.
Yeah, on the
oh
jumbo
my
top.
Goodness.
Yeah, he
how
has
much
upgraded.
Is that
yeah.
It's a lot. And,
a lot. How much?
Well, probably around $1,000, I would think, for that seat. And they just rolled through a swan of chocolates for him. He showed me the...
Oh, they brought a swan by.
They brought it with, like, one of the big swans that got chocolates in it. And he said, well, Cooper, I have to eat them. I mean, I don't eat
he
chocolates.
He selected a few.
A few, yes, to put near his cupboard on his specialty.
Get your money's worth,
oh,
I suppose.
Good
sure,
Lord.
I mean, you have paid for the upgrades.
Can
so.
I get a refund for that internet? Can I call BA right now?
How much do you think it is for an internet that's a broadband enough to get a FaceTime phone
probably,
call
I'd say 50
to
bucks,
San Francisco?
Yeah.
You just paid $50 for
yeah.
that call?
Can I get a refund? Can I call BA? The internet didn't work. Can we get a refund, please? Hello? Yoo-hoo. And I had the call car detail. I was so excited he's coming. So I had the car all clean detail by the dealership.
So your fun time is ending.
Yes, totally ending. Yeah. Ended last night. Yeah. I went to Daddy's Issues last night because it's my last night to have fun.
Daddy's Issues?
Yeah.
What's that?
Powerhouse. A little night called Daddy's Issues.
A little gay part.
Yeah, a little gay bar? Powerhouse. Yeah, it's with their, it's for Daddy's Issues. For the last.
So that's just a night there. They host a night called Daddy's Issues. At where?
At Powerhouse. Down
oh, Powerhouse.
Folsom. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And I had a half of Viagra, a little bit of weed left. Oh, and so I just went there and, you know, just hung out with the guys. You know, hey, guy, what are you up to? Hey. Some people, as the evening progressed, you know, it got warmer in there. So, of course, this had to come off and that had to come off. It was great. It was really nice to get to know people in that special way.
Why do you
way.
Take the Viagra, though? I don't get it.
Just to keep up with the young people. You know, I want to be prepared. It's like a Boy Scout thing. Always ready, right? Always packaged and ready to go. You know, packed and... ready to unpack.
I don't know, though.
No? Right.
I don't quite get it.
Well, you know...
You take that at dinner time and hope it kicks in by the time you get
to
the club?
No, after you eat, because if you eat too much, then it doesn't really... My doctor told me, you know, after 60, those don't really have the same effect. I'm like, well, I better gobble them down when I got left, though, in a few years. He said, because after 60, you got to take like 3. So now, you know, take what you got and get through it, and then we'll get some stronger ones.
Later. Oh.
Yeah. I got to be a hero, Sarah. I got to be a hero every time. And if you're out and about with the guys, hey, guy... You know,
but what? I thought you didn't use that.
Well, I, you know, just when I'm social, it takes the pressure off or packs the pressure on. You know, it just it makes you.
Honey, don't laugh at that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or is this like some kind of arrangement where you're allowed to use that with other people, but not with your husband?
Oh, I don't need it with him. He's too sexy. I just need it when I'm out socially with strangers. You know. You know, you just want to be. I don't know why I brought it up. Anyway, now...
you did bring it up.
I think people know, guys out there my age know what I mean. You know, it's just, then you're prepared for anything that might happen. You know, what if there's a fire and the rent has run out of the building? I don't want to look...
Don't you think you'd run faster without that in the way?
I guess so, maybe.
Oops, sorry, didn't mean to poke you in the back.
Sorry. Oh, God. You know, or what if you fall off a boat and you need to float? Then you're prepared because you've got your... Your mast is up. Anyway, so yes.
Oh.
That wasn't the right. Anyway.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
I'm picturing it like a shark spitting out. Yeah. Oh, no. Get that thing away from me.
Jeez. Yeah, but he's going to be here, so I got to go home. I got to hide all my membership cards and get rid of all my Viagra, you know, my club cards. Get rid of them. Hide them in my shoe or something.
Have little cards to get you into all these fun parties?
Yeah, little party
issues?
Cards. And say, yeah, daddy. Yeah, little cards. You know, with my little photo in the corner. Wink, wink. Hello. You know, if I'm over Berkeley, you know, I want to go to Steamworks. Whatever, all those clubs.
They issue cards,
yeah,
huh?
You need a plastic membership card. Yeah, you pay
for that. That's neat.
Yeah, it is cool. It's groovy. In. Well, it's a clubhouse, isn't it?
So, how many cards would you say you have?
I'm more than 3. So I've got to find, like my father conceals his Chivas Regal. I've got to hide my little cards. And so we've all got addictions.
You have a one-room apartment in the city. Like where and there are you? And he cleans
it. I'm sure
it.
Carpet lifts up somewhere.
It's
some
actually
corner,
a junior
right?
one-bedroom, Sarah, I think you'll find. And yes, there is, you know, there's mattresses and things. And, you know, there's stuff.
How about
there's
the ceiling, maybe?
Thank you. You said that's a good idea.
I feel like he bought the internet not only for the phone call, but also to listen to you on this show.
Oh, oops.
Mm. Burn.
Awkward. Spade.
Just kidding.
Yeah, maybe
JK.
Yeah. Anyway, honey, I'm just kidding. No, I'm sweating. Thank you, sir. No, honey.
It's all for the show.
All jokes.
Oh, well.
Ha ha. Anyway, yes. Yeah, so, no membership cards for anything in Marin, though. Nothing over there. Very fun. It's all Berkeley, San Jose, you know.
Well, 9 o'clock is Marin night.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's when everyone goes to bed.
Well, you know, 9 o'clock, everything's pretty clear. This is the Deuce, so you could always run over to the Deuce. I don't think it's your scene, really, but.
You don't have to lock your door in Mill Valley, do you? I lock my door. Really?
Uh-huh.
Why? What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid
the alarm.
Everything. I put it on. I let my dragon loose every night. Keep me safe.
What are you talking about? Oh, right. Yes, I get it. Sure. Because, well, you have the poshest house on the block, though.
Sure.
It looks like
my four pit bulls chained out front. You know.
Yeah, and your electric plug in the driveway and stuff. You got all that stuff that makes you look like the posh lady. Yeah, it's good. They're building a new house near you. I saw the other day when I was there.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait. Oh, down the street. Yeah. I saw. I could see the construction poking.
Do they have to ask you guys before they do all that?
They do. They come to the Queen's court.
Oh, right. My God. I'm sure your neighbors are like, she does not get to say anything about it.
My house has basically been under construction the entire time I've lived there. I'm sure they're all like, yeah.
Don't you dare ask her.
Yeah, yeah.
But it looks like I'll have to come down and review the plans, but we'll see.
Well, the door's ringing. You put your crown on, Sarah. Put it on. Hello.
Receiving one at a time, please.
But did they have to tear the whole house down before?
I don't know, to tell you the truth, I didn't. I usually take a left right out of my street.
I don't
go down the whole length of my street. So while I can see that there's something happening,
it's only about a half block down.
I haven't gone down to examine it.
You never leave.
I do leave, but from my house, I can take a right and cross the bridge and get over onto the main drag, or I take an immediate left and get out to the highway.
More creature of habit, I guess.
More landmarks.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, that's where I live. Okay. Don't forget about those pit bulls,
so
dragons,
know.
Alarms, and locked doors.
And John, who's quite, defenseless. Tiny hands. little teeny tiny Trump
hands.
He's
in the gym as we speak.
Yeah.
Sure he is.
Drinking the free water, eating the fruit, but not doing anything. He's so cute. So cute with his little tiny hands.
And his little tiny dishes of risotto.
And little scrambled egg hair. I love his scrambled egg hair.
I know. So cute.
So cute.
Yeah, he hates you too.
God, that meal. So, I'm still hungry. Just thinking about it makes me hungry.
Oh my God, stop it. We put out a goddamn cheese plate. That's what they're
for. Who eats cheese anymore? Who eats cheese? Sarah, I can't eat cheese. You know, I'm lactose intolerant. Who isn't lactose intolerant? We're all lactose intolerant.
Didn't know.
Well, once you leave infancy, you no longer require dairy. Vinny knows this, right?
Do you, Vinny?
What's the question?
Once you leave infancy, you no longer require dairy. Most of the world, Bryn, you know this with your peeps. They don't have dairy.
I don't know. I mean,
you know that
cow milk is for baby cows. Yes.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Anita always puts out cheese. So
right. It's true. It's also for cheese, which I eat a lot of. But I mean,
when I went to Tokyo,
it's literally for baby cows.
The people I worked with wouldn't talk to me. I'm like, why don't we go out? And they're like, 'cause you smell like rotten milk. Because I'm from here, and we drink milk and eat cheese. Mm. It actually repels most people in the world. Well, yeah, all that stuff does.
Sure.
Like my yoga teacher says, if any of you smoking pot, I'll know. I'll know right now. I can smell it. I can smell it. He walks to the room like that. We're like,
What time is it?
Breathing problem too, or what?
I don't get it.
No onions, no garlic. I can smell it on you. No, it punches holes in your soul.
He doesn't want you to
punch a hole in your soul. Punches holes. He says, if you're smoking weed, you're killing feelings. You won't expand. You won't grow. You won't grow as a person. Getting rid of, trying to douse those feelings. Experience them. Feel them. Feel them. Now. We're on a chair on one leg.
What? Is this the same guy who's putting you up on balancing you on a chair so
it's
you
like
can
a
fall
million,
and crack your
night,
head open?
Last night we stood like this for like a half. We stood like this last night for like a half hour. Don't bend your legs. Straighten your legs. Straighten your legs.
Just standing up straight like that? Like that's
this.
It?
Oh, Hooman, that's your kind of yoga class.
Yeah.
Hooman can only stand now.
It's a Tadasana. Oh, he's on his knees back
I'm kneeling.
Yeah, he'll kneel. He's like, there's only so long your knees can take that. He wants a standing desk so he can just.
I mean, what's
like,
the longest anyone can kneel?
I don't know. How much Viagra have I had? Thank you, Seth. Let's see. Daddy's issues. About an hour and a half. Depends on their height. What?
You can kneel for an hour and a half?
Well, you know, if
and
you're
work.
Eager. Well, sure.
Oh, boy.
You get thirsty, don't you?
Oh,
not really.
No.
Hey,
how
was
you
your punchline show? We heard it was great the other night.
It was so fun, but the audience was a bit unruly on their phones and stuff the whole time.
Yeah, he was saying that it was a lot of Alice listeners, and bad on you, Alice listeners, on
naughty,
your phone the whole time.
And the staff went to tell them, please turn your phones off. And like the third time, one guy got up and took one of the staff members outside to yell at him. Said, this young kid who works there, he's so sweet. He's so super sweet. And then a woman got up and took Marcus outside and screamed at him for like 15 minutes at the height of her voice. Well, I had to peek through before I went on to introduce another guest who criticized me for being a guy. And I said, can you bring it down? And she turned to me. She went, I'm a huge fan. Can I get a photo? And then turned back around and started screaming at Marcus again. And I said later, I said, Marcus, just tell her who you are. And he's like, I don't identify myself as a radio person here. I don't want them to know that. She was so loud that I had friends who came to see the show.
What was she yelling at him about?
They dropped the check early. I don't expect that. He's like, well, that's what we do in the comedy club. Well, I don't expect to be treated this way. And blah, screaming. And then two women came in late, sat at the far end. These two gay girls, really beautiful, drank drinks and kissy smoochy stuff and then left early. On the way out,
with the punchline. Give me my check.
Oh, man.
When you give me my food or drink,
Most people can leave. Nothing worse than being done and waiting to catch your waiter's eye. They're real professionals there. Obviously, they've been doing this for 30 years. They know exactly how to do it properly.
Wait, so go on with the two dice.
Well, Marcus gives very distinctive.
To what?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Oh, is that not, that's
no,
not okay?
Not okay.
Well, sorry. Okay. Sorry, ladies who like ladies.
Muffers. Muffers? Yeah.
That seems much better.
Yeah, that's better. But Marcus gives instructions at the beginning of the show over the mic, like how to behave. It's very clear. And he's very funny. And these two ladies missed it. They came in late. And then they had little martinis like over each other, like sipping each other's, feeding martini to the other. Giggling.
But they're sitting in the back.
They were sitting in the front. They put them in the front.
Oh.
They grabbed a table late. Then they left early. And I'm sitting in the back about to introduce them. And she bends over. I love you. I'm a huge fan. I'm like, there's a show going on right now. I love that. And I have to be nice to people because it's your profile. I'm kind of representing to them in
we
a way.
We appreciate that.
You're welcome. I was very, you know,
take
nice.
A dump on our
well,
listeners.
You know, no, I mean, I love you guys and I bring you up and we mention you in the intro just to get it out of the way and people really love it. And then loads of people stayed after and wanted to say hello to all of you, you know, not human, obviously, but the rest of you. And then it was weird because this woman came up to me and with her family, the one who'd been screaming at Marcus, and filmed me chatting with her, you know. And we talked for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, you seem all right now. But she was really loud. I think maybe she was partially deaf. That's why she was so loud.
Oh, is that so?
But the staff were great with them and stuff.
Well, they're used to it. They know how to handle people.
But I had to reprimand them from the stage, and they said, thank you for saying that. They said, people never say it, but thank you for telling me.
What did you say?
I said, you guys, this is not nursery school. We're not here to babysit you. You have to learn to behave at public performance. Mm. There's a social contract going on where you sit and listen, and then the show's over. Now, get out.
Oh, so this was at the end. You sent them on their way.
Yeah. With a nice memory of the evening. But we had over 100 and it was great, really fun. And people really like the format because I bring the comic up and they do their set. And then the audience knows who they are, kind of. And then when you interview them, they reveal different stuff about themselves, which oftentimes...
So you sit on the stage. You're on the stage the whole time?
No, I leave when they're doing their set. And they come and pack up. And they do about 8 minutes. And then in the interview, they reveal things about themselves they hadn't talked about in their sets usually. And the audience really enjoys that because they feel like they see a different side or they peel another... layer of the onion. And I think for a lot of people...
Do you have more of these coming up?
We'll do another one probably in September. But I think for a lot of people, I'd like to do them every month. It's going to be what my podcast is, which we're starting next month. I'm starting a podcast.
Oh.
You had a podcast for a little while.
With David and I did for our chat show, but this is going to be my own thing now.
You're buying all kinds of equipment.
I am. And I've got about a lot of social media followers. So I thought if they each pay $1, or half of them do, to subscribe per month, that's like, you know, a lot. I'm going to do it. I've been encouraged.
You're going to be rich.
Well,
rich. Oh my God.
The punch. I'll be rich.
Remember us.
I won't be able to because I'll buy and sell you. But I'm going to do the show from The Punch.
It's going to be videoed as well?
We thought about that, but I don't know.
I know someone with a whole network.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, it's
Who?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you. Oh, but then I'll have to include you. You've got your own thing going on
here. You already
here.
Invited me to be on your podcast.
On the first show.
You little bitch.
No, I did. On the first, once. But you can't stay for the subscription podcast. Like, you know how you're kicking me out today and I can't stay for your podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've asked me to leave through Yuzette because you're a coward. So for my podcast, I like that. We have a friendship, kind of, but she tells Yuzette, have to do all the heavy lifting.
Well, I have people for that, you know.
She was so sweet. She's like, I don't want to offend you, but you have to leave after your bit because Sarah wants to do the podcast, but without you.
Well, I want to do it without Rudy. Rudy's not invited either.
Of course, Rudy's been on the show for like a year and I've been on for 25. It's fine. I don't care.
I'm glad you understand.
I'm the reason you're still on the air. The point is...
Thank
good for you, Zet, for handling it so beautifully.
Thank you, Zet.
And for Sarah for handling it so badly. But when we do ours, Brent, I don't know how you stand it, Brent, because you're actually a person with a soul. But when we do ours, you can stay for the part that people don't pay for, and then you have to leave for the part where people pay
for. No problem.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to rely on you because you're such a pro. I want them to rely on the non-pro stuff.
Yes.
Like the thing you're going to do later without me, without the pro.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff where you'll just kind of sit around and, I don't know, and then whatever.
Well, it's just been a long time since we did one without any guests.
I know, because the guests, what do they make it? I don't know, good. No, you know what? The thing is, I do. I'm getting my stuff together already. I do join in. I've got to go. I've got way too. I've got to do a run. I've got to do a speed run.
I feel like I hear a song coming up.
No, I'm doing a speed run. I'm training for a half marathon.
Like
so
I have.
I'm actually glad you said it because I've got a half marathon training in 20 minutes.
Hey, can I tell?
Felton. I'm in Felton on Vinny. I'm in Felton on Saturday.
Very close to Vinny's house.
Yes, at this amazing steakhouse.
And, oh, you're performing at a steakhouse?
Yeah, it's, and they've got a beautiful cabaret space.
What is it called?
It's called, what's it called?
You need to tell us the name of the place for crying out loud.
It's called Flynn's Cabaret.
Flynn's Cabaret. It's in Scotts Valley. It's right near
your house.
I've
never heard of it.
It's fantastic.
And this is this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Well, enjoy yourself over there. Now get out!
Oh, all right, thank you. Have a great pod.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, boy, we peak for the week in just a couple of minutes.
That's correct, everyone. Yes. Rudy Ortiz, Mexico's greatest import, is coming in.
Don't tell everyone that.
Why?
I don't think he's important. I think he was born here.
He was born here.
Oh, was he?
His parents maybe were great imports, or grandparents.
Not that part. The part about the movie review. You know... Oh. You're telling people to go to the bathroom while the news is on. I mean, come on.
Anyway, we'll be reviewing the film Shazam. Oh.
That movie looks so dumb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does?
Isn't it?
Well, we'll find out at 9:15.
Correct.
When we peek for the week.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app, and you can listen to this show on Radio.com. That's what it's there for. For this show, so that you can listen.
Yep, only for this show. Nobody else is there.
Radio.com.
Listen all the time.
Here's what's happening. It's National Burrito Day, so I like to mention these things when I can fit them in because, for example, burritos are so tasty.
Oh, my God. A good burrito?
Right.
You're like halfway through going, I can't believe I only have half of this left. This is delicious. Oh, God.
I just want
sometimes
more bites of this.
You get the right mix of like a chunk of shrimp and some rice, and then there's some guac in there and like a nice spiciness.
There's nothing worse, too, when you're like, you know, I just ordered a burrito and I can't wait to get to it. And then the person half-assed their way through the burrito building and you're like, there's no mixture here.
Yeah,
I got a bunch of this on one side, and it's
not
even
rolled
right.
Yeah, it's got to be spread throughout the whole thing. Like, what is this whole, all the beans are at the bottom and all the meat's at the top? No! I didn't order a half bean, half
this
meat.
This despicable excuse for a burrito. I'm so mad.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to go.
I have my favorite burrito place is up in Greenbrier. I'm going to go up there today, I think.
What are they called?
Roadrunner Burrito.
They do this, they do a fish and a shrimp burrito.
Fish and shrimp.
It's called the Cortez.
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting that. Cabbage, shredded cabbage, and rice, the special fish sauce.
Oh, should I get that, too?
Sure, I don't know.
I need to get a cotton ball for my bell.
My mouth is watering.
Hurting yourself. Fingers after
put a little tape over it.
Well, I I'm working on it.
Just don't hit it so hard. You know you can just go
touch. You know who you're talking to, right?
I do.
Okay. Burrito day.
Right. Yay for burritos!
Have one.
Text John right now. Let's go to...
Oh, boy.
You know what? I actually had one this morning already.
What?
You had a burrito? I didn't have anything to bring for lunch, or I didn't make time for it, but I got...
Because you went and partied last night.
One of those frozen burritos.
I'm so stoked that Yuzi got out last night.
I know. It's exciting.
I'm just telling her. I hate it on the weekend when I think she's just sitting in the house, and she's like, I like that. Oh, all right, fine. But still... Life's short.
I'll mix it up for you a little bit more, Vince.
It's good that you're getting out.
Thank you.
And Rob Thomas did a fantastic
awesome
show.
She was raving about it.
By the way,
and thanks to Michelle and Rebecca and the whole promotions department because they set it up so well.
They make us look so good.
And all the folks at the Battery.
And good job, Lexi, for hosting.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank.
It would be
Lexi.
I want to say 10 years ago. when Rob Thomas did that once before. And I remember because I brought a different girl on a date.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That
funny.
Show.
Uh-huh. Right.
And
is that at Harlot? Where was that?
I think it was.
Either Harlot. It was Harlot or Mezzanine. Maybe Harlot.
Whatever.
But Jane did that one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember you. I totally remember you talking about it 10 years ago.
Yeah. It was that long ago that I actually am all, oh, yeah, I have a picture with, oh, with a different girl.
Oops.
Before I was with Christina.
Well, good for Rob Thomas. Still hanging in there?
Yeah, yeah. Look how much time has blown by is really more to the point.
Right.
10 years. It's impossible how long we've been alive.
Okay.
Just doesn't seem like it should be.
A woman in London was arrested in February for massaging herself on a train.
Oh.
It's not always the guys. Sometimes it's the girls.
Sometimes it is. Rarely. Uh-huh. Massaging through the jeans or down the jeans?
She was convicted of outraging public decency.
Outraging public decency?
Right. She's 37. Her name's Sarah Hinkson.
Oh, Sarah.
Of London.
Spelled the right way?
It is.
Oh, that's too bad.
And she was arrested back in February, they say, for, you know, according to one witness, she was lying across four seats.
Oh,
massaging herself and moaning when the cops showed up. You still couldn't see her hand.
So, because it was down her pants?
Mm-hmm.
Or because it was hidden cleverly?
In a pocket.
She told them she was just scratching an itch on her thigh.
Oh, it itches so much. Oh, God, the itching. Will it ever stop?
But she wound up
keep on itching it.
Being convicted of outraging public decency. And they say,
that's how funny in England there's something called outraging public decency.
She would have just gotten a small fine or a community service, but she missed the court date. And now she's a fugitive. And, and her story's gone international.
She missed her stop on the train. She was busy massaging, itching that itch.
Right.
Scratching that itch.
You'd think that she would be more discreet about it.
Well, she could be crazy. Or
maybe
she was drunk or something.
But it doesn't involve quite the same arm motion that it does with the man. Mm-hmm. So it's something she could have kept to herself.
Right.
But the whole laying across
four
seats.
She didn't want to. She wanted to be sexy. You know? Hey, everyone, look how sexy I am.
All right. A 25-year-old woman in Kansas named Addie Tritt recently popped into a Payless store that was having a liquidation sale. They're going out of business.
Payless shoes? Yeah.
They had 204 pairs of shoes left, and they were selling them for a dollar each.
Oh, boy. That certainly is paying less.
She offered to buy them all for $100.
Oh.
I'll take all of them.
Oh.
They took her up on it, and she donated them to the people of Nebraska, who've been dealing with the worst flooding in the state's history.
Well, Ms. Tritt.
So she made a bargain on behalf of the people in Nebraska, the fine folks of Nebraska?
That is great.
Addie didn't want praise for it, but one of her friends outed her after she went on Facebook looking for advice on how to deliver them.
Mm.
A sorority at Fort Hays State University in Kansas took them to Nebraska this past weekend. She says she always volunteers and donates to good causes whenever she can because she thinks it's, quote, part of what it means to be human.
Isn't that nice? It is part of what it means to be human, to worry about other humans, to do what you can.
Mm-hmm. She did what Addie Tritt, citizen of the world, did some good for the fine folks of Nebraska.
Who says there's no good news?
10% of people wish they could do it with their partner several times a day.
They're all men.
Are they?
Yep.
Let me look. Nope, they're not.
Oh, really?
Okay.
10% of people, let's see, that includes 13% of men and 8% of women would like to do it with their partner several times a day. They also found in the survey the most common frequency among couples is a few times a week.
Yeah.
And 2% of people wish they were totally celibate.
Oh.
Wish.
Oh.
They could not do it. Ever.
Well, shouldn't you do as you want to?
If you've married, then you've entered into a contract to be someone's sex partner.
Mm.
It's not fair to be all, I've decided.
Mm.
And then the other person's like,
I'm
well, great. What am I supposed to do with this thing?
Well, go find some place to put it.
We had a deal. We were partners in this life. I'm your sex life. You're mine.
play nothing. This song.
Hey, we're all waiting. No?
No, not that
we're
song.
Waiting on the Ashley Madison play song.
Oh, yeah. Do you actually want that one?
Now? Oh! No. Is that what you were cueing him on?
Well, that's what I figured he was going to jump on. You know?
I thought so, too.
Yeah, I thought that was immediately going to start Shazam. Back up. I'm like, if your wife has just said, I'm not doing that anymore, and you're asking what to do with it, it sounds like Ashley Madison has some ideas.
Man. Well, but you didn't marry your wife so that you would have to go try and sell it somewhere
agreed.
Down the street.
I agree with you. I like that you say that. You know, you are that person's sex life. I think that's an important thing to remember. And even though, you know, maybe you don't have the same drive as that person does, you got to put out. And you'll be glad you did. Everyone
seems
will be
like
happy.
A reasonable deal.
It does.
To me, anyway.
Yeah.
But I say that as someone who fears marriage is going to be the death of our sex life. So I'm very worried.
It's the children that are going to be the death
they
of
they have
sex
already
life.
Done enough damage to it.
Right.
It's hanging by a thread as it is.
Mm. Well, they'll get a little
you
older.
You mean you want to sleep in mom and dad's room? No! Tonight's our night!
No, it's okay, hon. Of course you can sleep with us.
Were you there?
You're looking at her like, are you kidding me? It's our night!
It's like you were there!
Tonight's not the night. No, it's not going to be all right.
Ah!
Because Isla's coming to sleep in mommy and daddy's bed.
I swear it's like you were there last Saturday night.
Yeah. How often does she come into your bed?
Not that often, but boy, she timed
it. Seems weird how she's always there on the nights that, you know, they were supposed to do it.
Entirely wrong. Yeah. Last Saturday.
Man. Curses foiled again.
Beat it.
Right.
Just beat it.
Oh, we're talking about two different things, but yes, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's right.
Well, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Heinz's latest venture into condiment mashups is Cranch. Oh,
Cranch? Like ketchup and ranch?
Yep. How do you want? Do you like that? You want that?
I am not a ranch fan. I'm actually not really a big ketchup fan either. So no, I'm going to say no to that.
All right.
Yeah. I don't hate ketchup or anything, but I'll take mustard any day. Mm-hmm.
I love the new ketchups that are Hotline. Being made with Tabasco.
Ooh,
or
sriracha.
What?
The ketchup, it's called sriracha.
Sriracha, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's
freaking delicious.
Yeah, they've got a jalapeno one and a Tabasco
yeah,
one.
Yeah, spice
and,
them up. That's a good idea.
Man, you put that on your fries
that's
or on your
great.
Burger.
Just...
Well, that's probably
not your mouth up.
Appetizing sound.
But that is what it sounds like right. when you squirt out condiments.
Nice.
Right. Mm. Anyway, our text number is 800. We've got the movie reviews any second, everyone.
Yep, we do. So we're going to do some texts here.
800-400-3697 is how you can text or call. Same number. We take texts. We take calls.
Yeah. You can even send pictures and videos over that number via text.
Oh, do it. We'd love to. My sister and I will be seeing Pat Benatar down in Costa Mesa. We love those guys,
yeah.
says 510.
It's fun that they're still out singing all the hits.
Mm-hmm. I just requested tickets.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're still married?
Oh, yeah, totally.
You
oh, they
do?
Are.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
They're together.
Yeah, I
together.
Saw some interview with them on...
I did, too. Like 60 Minutes. It was
yeah,
something
like that.
Dateline or something. But yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They seem so happy.
They do.
Did she call him Spider? Does that sound right?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
They survived the music business.
Heartbreaker.
Shocking.
Dream maker. Love taker. Don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker. Dream maker. Heartbreaker.
What's his name? Neil what?
Giraldo, I think.
Girardi.
Neil Girardo. Neil.
But she calls him Spider?
That's what I thought a long time ago.
What are they?
It actually says Giraldo on here, but I think his last name's Girardo. G-A-I-R-A-R-O.
I thought Girardo was the guy who...
Rico Suave?
Yeah, that's Girardo.
Play Rico Suave.
It
could be him.
I see Neil Giraldo on the...
Suave.
On the
winery, on the mountain winery.
Then that's what it is.
Event list.
Rico. Yeah, Neil Giraldo.
This is Girardo.
Yeah. Girardo was what I thought it was. Rico Suave.
Rico.
He's like a pretty big music producer now.
This guy?
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you should play this for our friend Rudy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Rico Suave. Rudy. That's a good idea. Swap that out.
You know this song, Rudy?
Rico Suave. Oh, he's already grooving to it.
Is he?
Funny, yeah.
Good. 707 says, I assume you're outraged over Cohen getting 3 years for political and financial crimes. Basically the same thing the parents did. Don't forget Aunt Becky wrote $500,000 off her taxes and knew that was illegal.
Mm.
If Cohen can do time, they can do time.
Yeah.
I'm starting to lean that way, man. I on one hand, I think, like, who doesn't want to help their kids? On the other, yeah, that was a tax crime for sure.
Yeah. That's a write-off.
And, you know, a lot of Texters are pointing out, what about the schools? They need to get in trouble, too.
Oh, they, not I just think individuals. They are.
Yeah.
But they're like a business.
They're getting sued, yeah. too.
It's so different for them. They're a bit, like, we think of them as schools, but they're a business. They're making bank.
Right.
They charge a ton of money.
Well, the private ones, you know, they're definitely in it. They're not nonprofits.
Right.
That's for sure.
They're making bank. 510 says, Scott didn't tell you that Powerhouse is a sex club. Full on, and then they describe all things you can get there.
We totally suspected it, though.
That's why he takes Viagra, just in case.
Mm. Wants to have a good showing.
What does that mean?
They walk around without their pants on, Vin, and they want to be alert?
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures right now on Yelp.
Oh, there's some pictures
on
Yelp?
Oh, you're looking at...
Yeah.
There's a bunch of naked bums on there?
Yes.
Bums?
Well, I wouldn't say bums, but naked dudes, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I was thinking their butts, you know.
Oh,
you meant like that. I see, yeah.
I thought you meant wearing bums. One of those.
Oh, boy, that one's pretty much naked. I mean, it does have a big cutout in the, in the rear.
Good for them.
This guy, you know, sure. Walking around.
Oh, that looks so fun.
Does it?
I mean,
you should go check it out.
I don't want to go there. I just mean it looks like everybody's having a good time and they're all consenting adults.
Pictures of hot dogs up on the wall. That's
why wouldn't you?
I don't know why they'd have that up there.
I mean, I guess you might not if you were married. Mm. But whatever. Yeah. Scott, shut up, says 804. The reason the rest of the world has weak bones is because they don't eat dairy like we do.
Do they have weak bones elsewhere?
I didn't know that.
I didn't really know that.
804 knows that,
seems like
though.
We get our share of osteoporosis late in life.
Right. I'll read a few more texts before we introduce the movie review boys.
Right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.